All right, hey, let's talk about DEI for a minute. And I may still call. I got a clip from Christopher Rufo. You know what? Grab that clip. You got that? I'm gonna call for clip one. Audio on Christopher. So I'm changing subject. Yes, I am. I'm changing the subject. DEI. Holy crap. So DEI has got to go away. I mean, like right now. And I'm looking at stories that just like send me into fits here. I've got one. Where is it? Okay, let me find this. Okay, here. This one. State Department DEI head called Trump supporters racist and praised anti-cop rants in her deleted post. Story on the Daily Wire, Dateline yesterday. These are people, by the way, who are supposed to be in charge of DEI. This is the problem. DEI breeds activism. That's me saying it. DEI breeds activism. It attracts people who already have a chip on their shoulder, who believe there's a systemic problem. They got to break something to fix it. And they're going to poke blame at everybody that they think has privilege. And oh, by the way, that usually means they're racist themselves. So they come in with their predispositions to tell everybody else how to get on board with their predispositions. And they couch it in these interesting terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Y'all, we're about to see the DEI just be blasted when Trump takes office again. Christopher Rufo, who has become famous for his attacks on wokeism, especially his efforts at school choice, is now on the anti-DEI bandwagon. He did a podcast recently where he discussed some of the labelings of things that DEI activists like to use. And he says it in very clear and cogent terminology. And I thought it was worthy of a play. So you got that queued up? Let's go ahead and play it.
It's really important to understand exactly what people mean when they say diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. It sounds great. These are very soft, friendly, kind of simple words that seem to be unanimously supported. You know, everyone wants the diversity of opinions, experiences, relationships. Equity sounds much like the American principle of equality, treating people equally as individuals. And inclusion is something that everyone strives for. No one wants to feel excluded. But you have to actually dig down and see that these words are manipulative on the surface and have a deeper, more subversive meaning beneath them. So diversity doesn't mean a diversity of people and experiences and ideas. What it means in practice is that a bureaucracy separates people into racial categories, rewards people and punishes some people and punishes other people on the basis of their group identity. So this is a kind of racial spoil system that you see, for example, in affirmative action in college admissions, where Asian American students are harshly punished because of their ancestry, and Latino and African American students are generously rewarded because of their ancestry. This isn't a merit-based system. It's a race-based.
Stop it there a second. Point at the very end of that last phrase is huge. This is not a merit-based system. That's one of the keys to this, is merit does not apply in DEI. Race, gender, those are the overarching factors. You qualify for the job based upon how you look or what your birth certificate says or how you identify. That's what DEI is for. It is not about merit. You will not find the best employees when you hire with DEI. Keep playing.
Based redistribution system. Equity follows the same line of principle. It sounds like equality, but what equity means is trying to equalize those group outcomes. So using affirmative action, diversity policies, and redistribution or reparations in order to come up with not equal outcomes, meaning you're treated equally as an individual, but equitable outcomes, meaning you're treated as an avatar of group identity. And the point of policy is to equalize those group outcomes until everyone has the same, whether it's college admissions, income, housing, etc. Everyone is supposed to have the same. It's the old kind of Marxist idea of treating people unequally in order to equalize their outcomes.
Okay, stop it there. Marxism. It's exactly what it is. It's the effort to make sure that what somebody has is taken and given to someone else so that everyone can partake of what one person created. It's a Marxist philosophy. It has got to go. I'm looking at a piece. I'm dating this. This is back to July of 2022. When DEI was really starting to become more and more visible, and not like a little bit, like in this particular story, there were parents that were having to push back on American colleges because these colleges, these bastions of thought and, you know, too often liberalism, were doing things like requiring their employees to sign DEI statements and basically say that they do not intend to do things on a merit-based system. In the city of Seattle, it says, for roughly 40% of the University of Washington's faculty recently rejected or abstained from voting on a measure that would have required them to seek advancement demonstrating their support of DEI. In other words, 40% said, what are you doing? Why are you making me do this? Why are you saying I have to support DEI? I'm here doing my job. But DEI doesn't care about that. DEI does not care about whether or not you're doing your job well. DEI cares about, how did he word it? You are an avatar, meaning a visual representation of a allegedly disadvantaged group. That's all you are. You're an object. You're a representation. You're a trophy. You're to them a virtue signal. When you are in DEI land, nothing else matters. I'm about to run out of time. I just realized I got a caller on the line. Let me grab that real quick with about a minute left. Scott from Somerville. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. You were talking about crime earlier, and I'm a retired deputy sheriff. And one of the things I was going to tell you, I can't even count the number of people that I have hauled to jail. And part of the problem with the system right now, I haul them to jail, and the whole time on the way to jail, you tell them, hey, you've got a Class C felony, you know, that carries up to 10 years, and they could tell you what the short time on it was to EOS the sentence or in the early release date without even having been to court yet.
I believe it. By the way, thanks for your service, and I believe it. I used to work in a drug and alcohol treatment center, and we had kids who were in and out all the time, and they were, we called them treatment wise. They knew what words to say. They knew how to game the system and how
Absolutely. Yeah. And another thing is if you're charged with a drug crime, they do not want to send you to prison, and they will find diversion programs and probation and community corrections and everything in the world to keep from sending these people to prison.
Wow.
The problem is we have an 80% recidivism rate in the Alabama prison system.
Oh, I'm keenly aware.
All these people that should have been in prison aren't, and they end up going anyway after they've been let out a dozen times.
Hey, Scott, I got to run up to a break, but I appreciate your service to the community, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right, take care.
Thank you. I do have to go to a break. I just realized what. Okay, take it to a break there, brother. We'll take the break right now. I'm on DEI. When I come back, I'll tell you about a few things that are happening. Like, holy cow, what did that lady say who actually worked for the school systems in the Department of Defense? Yeah, we'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. The lovely Charlene is in studio right now decorating us for Christmas. So we'll have those of y'all that watch on the live stream will be seeing a Christmas tree in the background for too much longer. Getting in the mood. Speaking of which, those of y'all watching the live stream, that just brings up a point. A bunch of y'all do watch on the live stream. And do not forget, you always have the availability of hearing or watching the show live online, even if you're outside the radio signal of one of our stations. So just go to rightsidemedia.org or go to Rumble or go to YouTube or go to either one of our two X accounts, which would be rightside_media or my personal one at @SinPhilWilliams. And we're tracking on all of those. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, and we, like you said, we greatly appreciate your follow on rightside_media on the Twitter page. And then also we are 8 subscribers away on YouTube from 700. So
8.
The next mark on our way to 1,000. So Twitter and YouTube, as well as everywhere else that we're on, we'd appreciate your follow.
Absolutely, man. I mean, this is how we grow. All right. So each one of these platforms has thresholds you have to meet to be able to do the next things. And so our goal is 1,000 on YouTube by the end of the year. I'd love to see it by the end of the year, but certainly 700 this week. So if you wouldn't mind hitting a follow or subscribe on any of those, I would certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much. David from Bucky's checked in. He goes, call Saban, show the Saban three and out. Ah. I think the one that may be the winner, though, is Jeff from Athens. Call it Ball Rescue.
Ball Rescue is a good one. That's a great one.
He's not going to do it, but wow, that's still pretty funny. TB from Toonerville says, Nick, my team. What does that mean?
I guess that's his name. Like, fix my team.
Okay, I get it. Brian from Huntsville says, DEI should mean don't elect idiots. I totally agree. And also, by the way, don't hire idiots. Like this one. Going back to this DEI discussion, Daily Wire has a piece that came out today. The Fed said that the anti-white activist DEI unit was disbanded, but no, she was actually promoted. What? Okay. There's this self-proclaimed revolutionary. She calls herself that. Self-proclaimed revolutionary who was removed from a role where she was pushing left-wing ideology in schools for the children of the military. So some of y'all know, and I actually attended at one point, DOD has schools for American kids overseas. So and even here in the States. So DOD school system is pretty huge. They call it the Defense Education Activities. So anyway, this lady, Kalisa Wing, is the former Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Chief for the Department of Defense Education Activity Schools. Right? She got a lot of pressure when Congress got wind of the fact that she was out there on social media trashing what she called white folks, spelled F-O-L-X, white folks, and saying how the police ought to be defunded. And she would even go on to say things like, someone had the caudacity, that's capital A, capital A, capital C, capital A, capital U, as in Caucasian, caudacity. Said someone had the caudacity to say black people can be racist too. I got news, lady, you are the poster child. In 2020, she said, I'm exhausted by 99% of the white men in education and 95% of the white women. Where can I get a break from white nonsense? This is the woman in charge. Guess what? She got promoted to a Department of Education job where she was making $153,000 a year and continuing to push her same dogma. DEI, y'all, has got to go. Like, make it stop now. I didn't even get to all my material on that because we're going to the Grand Council. Coming up next, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, Little Old Me. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.